I'm with the number one overall draft pick, Eric Fisher. Eric, welcome to Kansas City.
Thanks. It's great being here. Great being a Chief. Never been to Kansas City. It's a great feeling being here.
So draft night, your phone had a bit of complication that night, but what was it like actually having it ring, knowing that you were the number one pick?
Yeah, I couldn't believe when I saw the Missouri number on there. It was like, no way is this about to happen. And then I go to answer it, and nothing happened. It went to my home screen, and the call was gone. And then thank God they called back, because that just would have been devastating. But, it was a great phone call.
What was the conversation like, and who was it that you were talking to?
I was talking to everybody. It was pretty loud in the green room, so it was really hard to hear. But, I heard you want to be a Chief, and I said, yes, I do. And, what a great opportunity, and I'm really excited to get here and get to work.
We've all heard the commissioner announce some names over the years, but what was it like hearing your name?
Hey, this last 24 hours has been such a whirlwind. I don't think it's really set in yet, but hearing him say my name, I've heard him for so many years saying other people's names, and I've been watching it on TV, and the fact that it was my name, it was a dream come true, and, it's been my goal to hear my name like that for so long, and, it was a goal complete.
Now, describe those first few hours. You're in Radio City Music Hall. You've just become a Chief. I mean, you still have your hat on. Did it settle in at all? What was it like?
It still hasn't settled in. I haven't been able to stop at all. I think I slept like 2 hours last night. And this hat feels great. I think it's a good color for me. I can't wait to get over to Arrowhead Stadium, check it all out, and see the rest of the facilities.
Now, not only were you the first overall draft pick, but you were the first player from the MAC to be the overall draft pick. Well, how proud are you of what you've accomplished so far?
Yeah, I think I made a little bit of history yesterday, which was pretty cool. And, I don't think I can never get beat, I guess, being number one. But, it's great to represent the conference in my school like that. I think the highest MAC pick before was seventh. To show everybody that the MAC can hang with all these other conferences was a big deal for me.
Let's talk about the Senior Bowl. How big was that week for you? I mean, how hard were you working that week?
Yeah, I knew it was a big week for me. Everybody wanted to see me go against the top competition coming out of a MAC school, and I think I showed everybody that I can't hang with everybody. There's so many great players in this league, and you just need to answer those questions, that people have, and I think I did that very well, and, I went down there with a little chip on my shoulder, took care of business, and, I think I proved myself.
Back in Kansas City, rookie minicamp's about to start. How excited are you to put on that Chiefs uniform and get to work?
Oh, I can't wait. I think the biggest thing for me is I got to get to know these guys, start to earn their trust, and really, really know them as people, and create that bond with them, because you really need to have that bond, especially on the offensive line, when you're out there on the field.